Part 2. Movie. Describe a movie that you watched that you really enjoyed. You should say what the movie was called, when and where you saw the movie, who you saw it with, and talk about why you enjoyed it so much. There are a lot of movies I could talk about, but one that comes to mind straight away as a movie I really enjoyed was actually Avatar. I went to see it a couple of times, in fact. You know, the movie was released in 2D and 3D. I'm not a big fan of 3D technology, so I went the first time in 2D, and then my kids said, "Let's go and see it in 3D," so we did. I thought it was a wonderful movie experience. I'm sure you know the plot. It was that movie about the big blue people on another planet, and then the humans arrived and tried to take over their world so they can mine the precious ores under the surface. It was called Avatar because the humans used avatars to make contact with the natives. There are so many interesting things that I loved in that movie, especially in the production. The visual imagery of the planet was spectacular. There were all those bioluminescent plants that would light up and animals that had glowing parts. Then there was the miraculous technology of bringing those giant people to life with their glowing cat-like eyes and their tails and the wonderful dragon creatures that they rode on after they made that perilous journey up the floating islands to the very top of the world. So it was such a great spectacle to look at. And then layered on top of that was the story and the message. I'm sure you remember that. You had the contrast between the people living in harmony with nature in their primitive way as part of the environment, neither taking anything away or destroying their ecology. And then there are the greedy humans with their mentality of cutting down the trees and destroying everything to make money. I like that contrast. It was a very satisfying story. And of course, when you set a story like that on another planet, you can make all sorts of comments about our own world and our own political systems and beliefs.